The volcanic eruption in Tonga has not only left a major cleanup and recovery job, there's also the difficult task of restoring communications. Preparations have begun to repair the lone undersea cable that connects the Pacific nation with the rest of the world. That's something that will take weeks. Experts say the outage highlights how vulnerable undersea cables can be, and also their growing strategic importance in the Pacific. Gavin Coote reports.
Satellite phone services in Tonga are gradually being restored since the Hunga Tonga Hunga Haepai volcano eruption, but any other form of communication won't be possible for up to a month. That's because Tonga, like a number of other remote Pacific nations, is connected to the world by a single cable, and that's now severed in two places.
So it really is essential infrastructure that we're talking about here.
That's Dr. Amanda Watson, a research fellow with the Department of Pacific Affairs at Australian National University. She points out, apart from the limited satellite phones available, nations like Tonga are wholly reliant on their undersea cable link, and getting it fixed isn't an easy job.
The volcano was a massive eruption, and I think that the cable operator will have to ascertain the full extent of the damage once they're able to get there and perhaps send some divers down. And I imagine that it is going to be quite a lot of damage given the magnitude of the volcanic eruption.
The ship tasked with the repair job is in Papua New Guinea. It'll have to sail to Samoa to pick up the replacement cables, then on to Tonga, which all up is expected to take about 10 days. It could take another week or two to do the repairs. Experts point out up to 99% of all communications are carried out on submarine fibre optic, as they have much greater bandwidth and speed than satellites.
I think the Australian government is interested in the space, although I do think the current situation with regard to Tonga's communication blackout, although it's awful and it is really genuinely terrible for the people in the Tongan diaspora in Australia and elsewhere who are most distressed at present, I do think the silver lining might be that policymakers become more engaged with the issue of communications infrastructure.
There are more than 400 undersea cables, spanning about 1.3 million kilometres in total across the world. Dr. Anthony Bergen from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute reckons the volcano eruption highlights just how important these cables are, both practically and geopolitically.
The cable network is actually owned and operated by private companies, but of course governments have a role in setting regulations and governance arrangements. By the way, Tonga lost its submarine cable due to a ship anchor interaction in 2019. I think we need to plan to develop protocols and arrangements for quick repair and responses to cable disruptions. I'd recommend that Australia should sponsor, along with some of our key Indo-Pacific allies, some regional desktop exercises on cable breaks so that we are ready.
While it could take up to a month to fix the undersea cable to Tonga, the ongoing risk of further volcanic activity could make the repair operation even more difficult.
Quite a repair job there. That's Gavin Cooch reporting.